We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous, Phil. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Okay! Good morning, everybody! Oh, man, ahoy hoy! Penny Lenny already subscribing and Twitch, appreciate that. Come on, everybody. Happy Monday. Very busy week ahead of us, friends. Oh, buckle up, buttercup.
It is?
I mean, kind of. I mean, I always like see how my weekend is going to be affected by what we have planned. We got a busy weekend.
I get what you're saying. Okay.
Because Friday night I'm bringing back the house parties, and Saturday we're going over to Frightmare Farm. So we got a busy couple evenings.
Little Halloween action.
I'm excited. We got another thing we're going to do. I'm not going to say on air, but I'm going to tell you in private.
Do I know already?
No, because I didn't know if we could pull it off, but I think it's something you're going to like a lot.
Nice.
How was your weekend? Good?
Oh, it was awesome. Awesome. Saturday, a lot of footballing.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, footballing, but in a way more gorgeous spot up at Heritage Hill. That was quite the Sunday.
How was that 5 o'clock time for that Wagner game? Weird?
It sucked, to be honest with you, because you're watching noon o'clock games, and then there's the 3:30 games where all of the action was.
Mm-hmm.
There's a plethora of really good 3:30 games, but then I had to, you know, scamper on up to the dome.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
it cuts into your day.
Yeah, I mean, it was still fun, and it's not like, you know, I'm really missed much of anything. If anything, it made it so I had to watch Florida State lose later on.
Oh.
That's all right. This game was good, and this season has been beyond what we've expected from Florida State. So I don't mind it. We're still 4-1.
I was mad before we started because I was telling you, I was like, congrats, Wagner's sports program, for getting a bunch of money, but it's like, these guys, that sucks.
No. Yeah,
it's
I agree.
Go and play. Like, why are you making me play a game so you can get money?
Yep, they get
and
money.
And have me embarrassed.
Then the players just get their asses handed to them. And there's no, I don't care. Because when you ask any of their players, the players are going to all give you player answers.
No, it's good to get out there and play in front of a blah.
But no, that sucked.
What division? Like, what do they normally play?
I don't even know what it's called. They're like that division below them.
Yeah.
So the players are still good.
Yeah.
Because you don't get to play at that level unless you're decent. So that means a lot of them already probably played in a place like the Dome,
mm-hmm,
in some type of high school fashion or one way or another. So just to have to come in and get their asses kicked so the Wagner Seahawk athletic program could get a cool meal.
Like, F off, man. Like, well, I don't get any of that money. Why am I out here embarrassing myself?
Yeah. FCS.
Oh. So it's like, it's just a one step.
Yeah.
Is it D1?
I don't know how they split it up.
Yeah, I don't care. I just felt bad. I'm like, all right, at this point, why are we doing this?
Yeah, they're not at the level of Syracuse. They've never beaten a FBS team, ever.
And they're a team that hasn't won a game in 2 years.
Yeah. Now they're 24 or 0-24.
Like, how do you even put on your uniform at that point? I would be like, you know what? This ain't for me.
Especially,
football ain't for me, you guys.
Right? For a program that is continually scheduling them against teams that are just going to pound their faces.
I know. I'm like, why are we doing, like, what do we do? We're the Washington Generals of college football. Why are we doing this?
Yeah. No, that'd be like having a team like that Syracuse semi-pro team that, like, Smoothie played for.
Right.
If the Syracuse just kept booking them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's good to get some eyes on the field. Like, no.
No, at the end of the day, you're the Washington Generals, and you're getting your ass kicked every single game. And what's the point? Be like, all right, I don't want to play this game anymore. This sucks.
Yeah, because
if you were getting paid for it, fine, go.
Yeah,
I'll get out there and do it.
Some of them with the NIL, they can, but I don't think a Wagner Seahawk is getting many deals. Although I don't know how that works in. This was the other thing. I don't know where Wagner is. You know where Wagner is?
I know where Wagner is. Nope.
I kept saying Ohio.
Sure.
And this
that works for me.
And this lady near me would laugh.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's Ohio, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I don't think that, like, a Wagner Seahawk in Ohio or wherever is going to be getting buku bucks.
No, like, I can't find any reason that you'd want to play on that football team at this point.
No.
To be like, okay, so what we do is
you get a scholarship, but then we're just going to go lose every game, and you're probably going to get beat up really bad.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you've got that coveted Wagner. You got that coveted Wagner degree that everyone's talking about.
You got the
you got the Letterman jacket.
Ah, Long Island.
Long Island, right.
That's why I was being left.
Right.
They are not. I like Ohio Wagner better.
Yeah. It's just like, what are we doing here? Anyways.
Because it's a, oh, so you know dumb. What? I heard that. They book it or schedule whatever the hell they do because it's they're a New York team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a New York team versus a New York team.
That no one knows.
No.
They're really a New York team.
I thought Ohio. So what's, and there's Seahawks. We got Seahawks down on Long Island. Isn't that like a big giant, big bird thing?
Well, I know Seattle. So they're on both coasts.
Yeah, we're screwed.
We're screwed.
That's it
we're
for
surrounded,
us.
Man.
But yeah, it's, although I've never rooted harder for NC State than I did Saturday night. Cause that would have been cool
to what
have NC State be undefeated and ranked in the top, whatever, at least top 10.
Right.
They were top 10 before. Now this is still a ranked game. Next Saturday.
Yeah, AP poll, what, 22 in both polls, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, congrats to the team. That's impressive. I mean.
That's cool, man.
So it's a bye week, and then they're back, and the NC State game is home, right? And you're going to that one?
I would imagine, unless it's some random crap time again.
Oh, really? Oh, but they haven't released the time yet?
Yeah, I don't know when, because they still could get game day in there. I got to look up.
I know Brent was saying they're not going to because they just had NC State on.
Because it was NC State Clemson. Oh.
Yeah, so they were in Clemson and NC State was obviously the opponent.
Mm.
So they're not going to come to Syracuse for another NC State game.
Oh.
I think it's unlikely.
I didn't think about that. Not fair. Well, let me, what's in like 2 weeks anyway?
The 15th?
Yeah.
Saturday, October 15th? That's when the NC State game is, right?
Yeah. Let's see, what do we got? LSU and Florida, USC, Utah, Kansas, Oklahoma. Everyone's getting all on Kansas's, you know what?
Yeah.
There's Oklahoma State, TCU, which is another really big one. And then NC State, Syracuse. Aw. Now I'm using my disappointed voice.
Why? Who do you think they're going to go to? Kansas?
Oh, there's Alabama, Tennessee. Penn State, Michigan. I'm saying all these because I think they might go to any one of these.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, I don't think it's likely.
Oh, that's bunk. Well, hey, you know what? Isn't Notre Dame or Syracuse Clemson? Oh, they just were in Clemson.
Yeah, that's the other guess is Syracuse Notre Dame. If they beat NC State and they're 6-0, and then what? The next game is Notre Dame?
Oh, there's a bunch of other good games then, too.
Guys, who cares? Who cares?
Because the only thing
we don't need your approval, college guys.
The only thing that happens would be probably the university gets money somehow.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
again,
then,
somebody makes money out of that. That's not us, so I don't care.
And then the university would be like, whoa, we're going to have security and only Syracuse University students are allowed to be up there. The city, which we will not name.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not be named.
Although
will not be allowed up there.
You guys are not allowed. You cannot refer to the city of Syracuse as Syracuse.
Whoa. That's the university. Please.
Yeah. You are now Pumpernickel. You are Pumpernickel, New York, and that is what you'll be referred to as.
It's a highly underrated bread.
And I don't, as much of a douchebag as Dave Portnoy is, I do like that Barstool does like a competing game day now. Do you see how they do that? Barstool Sports?
Oh, no. What?
They'll do the exact same thing. It's just the Barstool Sports game day. And it gets bigger crowds sometimes, and, it gets turned out.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's just good to see competition in that, you know.
Because I love ESPN College Football Game Day. That's, like, my favorite. Oh, well, I like the NFL Red Zone or the NFL Networks with Rich Eisen.
Yeah.
I think they do Sunday morning. But the College Game Day thing is so awesome. It's just, it's ESPN, so they do that thing. I don't know. I'm assuming you don't watch.
No, they...
They did this story, dude, about this poor Clemson lineman's sister's battle with cancer.
Oh, my God.
That she ultimately, she passes away.
Oh.
And it's like this 10-minute piece where I literally was just standing in front of the TV sobbing with, like, trying to push Elsa off me where I'm like, I'm
please.
Fine. Trust me, I'm fine. And I was in shock. I was like, this is a, very sad story. But I was like, way to bring the room down, guys.
Well, I'm more impressed that
Buzz Killington.
I'm more impressed they put that together in a week. Because they don't announce where they're going to be for the, like the week of, right?
Right.
And then they get there and be like, all right, we need a cancer story.
Yeah.
We need something heavy.
I didn't even think of that part.
Like they turned that around that quick.
Yeah, because she passed away, I think it was September. So unless they were like, we might be, that's gross too to think, right, let's start putting this package together because we're going to be out there in October.
Like just from a behind the scenes level, I know that they probably have a binder full of heavy stories for each college program, so when they do decide to get to that town, they can then produce that story as quick as possible.
Yeah.
So they can be like, yeah, we got somebody in Syracuse. Their brother, no limbs. No arms, no legs. So if we go there, we're going to do the no arms, no legs story.
Talking about Bob?
Yeah. Old Rolly Bob there, yeah. We got him. We'll get him up there. No. All right, keep that on your back page.
I was like, yeah, it's very... I can't even say, like... I don't know what the word is. It's not
emotional.
Uplifting. Yeah, it's an emotional story. It's like, okay, I should just show that this guy is a strong
dude. It's to give dramatics of like, this is why he wants to win.
Yeah.
Or his late sister, you know? Like, it's the
damn.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I'm going to put my bong down for this.
Yeah. Okay. Allow me to respectfully lie my bong down.
I don't, jeez.
Anyways, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. 315-364-109 KROQ text line. We'd love to hear from you in there. How was your weekend? I'm just rambling. I do this when we get here Mondays because I'm just so excited to talk to you idiots. Michael caught a couple of
stupid morons.
Big donks, it looks like.
Oh, did he?
Ask the show, fam. Anyone got any deer? Ooh. I almost had a couple this weekend. Coyotes ran a nice buck off that was right in front of me. Is it deer season already?
Oh, I don't know. I almost hit a couple. Bow? Coming down the Velasco this morning, man. Whoa, you want to talk the weird adrenaline?
When they're right there?
Because it was a weird spot where my headlights, you come down the hill, your headlights aren't facing out into the road by the golf course.
Oh, my God.
So as I'm coming down, and right as I leveled out, these sons of bitches are in the other lane, and the one just starts walking. And does it? They don't even move.
They don't care. They're idiots. They got brains the size of peanuts. They don't know what's going on.
Well, and then I kind of look like a jerk, at least for a minute. Hopefully the deer didn't sprint off, because then a car came the other way, and I just did that, flashed my brights a thousand times, and then they did like 10 times, like, all right, God, my brights aren't on. No, like, no, mourning you.
No, please.
Don't go so fast.
So what is it? Is it bow season already? I don't know. I don't keep track of that.
I bet it's got to be getting close to something. Right?
Yeah, it's this time of year. I did campfires both nights this weekend. I think I'm done, man. Just because I can't do one this weekend. Friday night's house party returns. Saturday night we're at Frightmare. And then it's probably going to be too cold after this weekend, you know?
Yeah, but there ain't nothing better than a nice, chilly fall evening. What about
Dude, you don't even know. I've been doing fire pit and ghost stories the last three fires, and I'm in heaven. I'm in absolute, vibey.
Oh, that'd be too scary.
To just be sitting out there, I'm by myself, I got the fire going.
I'd be too scared. I'd be always thinking that whatever you're listening to is about to come out the woods.
Well, that's the beauty, is that I'm armed out there, because I don't know what's,
I don't care still.
It was an armed robbery that no one ever followed up on, so I'm kind of protecting myself out there.
I don't blame you.
So I am armed, but I'm elevated so that my back is on the high part of the deck, so nothing can sneak up on me.
Okay, like
but if
that.
It came around my front, then I can handle my business.
No, I now started carrying a much larger knife outside just because that coyote is out there. Like the,
that's
the,
yeah.
I've seen his weird, gross coyote poops. So.
The armed robbery aside, I'm afraid of the animals that are out there since I heard that screamy dog cry the other day.
Yeah, there's a lot of coyote action this year, it seems like, in our area. So I'll be watching out.
Twitch.tv/KROQCNY. But yeah, house party returns Friday night. Very busy, very busy weekend for you guys. Friday night, 7 o'clock, twitch.tv/KROQCNY. I'm bringing back the house parties here. We'll do it for a few weeks, see what happens. And then Saturday night, we're streaming our Frightmare Farms.
Oh, we're gonna stream it again?
That's what's on the copy. I got to figure out how I'm going to pull that off, but we'll do it.
Yeah.
People can watch us scare people. I don't know where they're setting us up. There's some logistics I got to figure out.
Yeah, because I bitched and moaned and said I didn't want to be inside. But if we're going to stream it, then
we can be outside.
Me can be
What's
inside.
The weather look like for
Saturday?
I
think it might be
chilly.
Yeah, like cold. But that I see rainy Which rain doesn't bother me, a little drizzly, because that just adds to that place, man.
Now the rain's earlier in the day.
Okay.
We'll be fine when we're there. But it's still going to be cold. You might want to be inside. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, either. It doesn't matter to me, either one.
We got to figure it out. They're coming in here to decorate this week, and we're going to plan all that out.
Nice. Maybe it's just I don't wear a giant, like,
oh, yeah, you were dressed like a firefighter, so you were very hot and sweaty. I was just in one. I mean, I'm nude under my costume. I do that on purpose.
We just be a couple of nude sons of bitches?
Dude, if it wasn't like, if it was, obviously there's children and stuff involved, so we can't be naked.
Oh, but
it was an adults only haunted house.
Yeah.
And you're walking through and just two naked guys came out. That might be the most scary part. Like, if you, because you would never expect that.
No.
If you're, like, at a haunted house and you open the door. Just
a couple
just you and I standing there just dead-eyed with our donks out, just, hey, happy Halloween. That's the room I run from the fastest.
Yeah, I go, you want a trick? And you go, oh, do you want a treat?
We're part of it.
I slam the door, run.
And then the follow-up to, like, complete the joke is one of, like, the security guards runs in there and chases us off again. They don't work here. They live next door. Their butt cheeks just bounce as we run through the woods. Run into the corn maze. I mean, dude, that's going to be, take all the ghosts and goblins you want. You tell
that's
me what,
scary
man.
Enough, yeah.
You got some Hills Have Eyes looking MFers just standing there with their PUDs out. You're going to be like, oh my God, this is the scariest haunted house I've ever been in.
Or we can tuck them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's less offensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just pubes aren't that offensive.
Congrats to the Bills, by the way, yesterday. Coming back. I watched one and a half football game yesterday.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ravens did everything they could to, they had that game. All they had to do was hold on but they're, 4-minute, 2-minute offense was not good because the Bills they look a little flat. I think that Josh Allen is trying a little too hard to be the whole team, and that's going to end up coming back to bite him in the ass at some point during the season. Like, that running game needs to step up.
And the weather looked rough down there. Like, it was like raining sideways and it was cold. So,
yeah, it looked cold.
That seems to impact the games a little bit.
But, yeah, they still managed to bring it on back.
I watched that, and then I watched the Jets win. Like, I'm like, why was I watching a Jets football?
Because the Bills game probably ended.
It ended, and then went to the Jets, and I was like, oh, I guess I'm watching the Jets now.
I, all morning long, was doing just a little gambling. Not a lot. Like I said, I don't want to gamble and then not watch the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was on the Jets all day, and at the last minute, when I went to put in all of my official picks and make all my bets and everything, I took the Steelers like an idiot.
I would have done the same because I follow such little football that I always thought the Jets were like a joke team. Like, they're like a funny team, right?
They're
not a real team.
Last couple years, they've got pieces in place to be better, but I just hate their quarterback. They had Joe Flacco all year, and now they're rookie sensation that they drafted last year. He played last year, but almost a rookie.
Yeah.
Is back from a knee injury. I just don't like him.
Jets.
That Zach Wilson, the guy that you probably heard about him through the funny maybe rumor, maybe not rumor, that he banged his mom's best friend.
Oh, I did hear that.
I
did hear that.
So.
And then who was the guy that exposed himself in that pool?
Dude.
Was that Antonio Brown?
Yeah. Yeah.
He did that, and then he tweeted a photo of him and Giselle over the weekend?
I don't understand.
Does he play anymore?
No. And he's just tries weird? To be relevant with stuff like this because he drastically, desperately needs the spotlight. And, like, he's just got issues, man.
Like he needs help, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They posted they tried to blur out the photo of him in the pool. It's
I saw the
gargantuan
video.
The hog is huge.
He's a big old donger. But
huge.
But yeah, you can't
you can't just whip it out, bro.
Although, I don't know. Nothing. Never mind.
All right.
No.
All right.
Not worth it.
And then, he posts right before Brady plays, he posts a photo of him and Giselle, right?
Yeah, obviously he's going to have a picture. They were friends.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's doing. Like, oh, look, I'm with Giselle. Like, nah, bro, obviously you could be with Giselle in a picture. You guys were on the same two teams.
So like, relax. What's his story now? He's just a guy that he's like a retired football guy that has money and time and just sits around.
Basically.
Yeah.
I think he still thinks he could play, but nobody's touching that with a 10-foot pole, man.
No way. I was impressed to see that Jets team win because I know nothing about him. Whenever I see a Jets fan, I'm always like, oh, you're sad. Like, it's always a sad.
Oh, yeah, because
they've just always been bad, tortured, right?
Yeah, they had that 1 year in, 1969 or whatever Joe Namath said they were going to win or they upset the Colts, and that was about it. They had the butt fumble, and they had some good teams that made it to a couple AFC playoff runs in my lifetime, but...
Yeah, whenever you're like, and this is off no knowledge, but they're like, who's the worst team in the NFL? I usually would just think it's Jets or Lions, right? Those are the joke teams?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that it? Those are the joke teams of the NFL?
Pew, pew, got them both.
So that was cool for them.
Yeah.
And I like seeing Paulie Steelers lose. I mean, that brings me in a little extra joy.
And just because no matter how bad it's going to look has looked, it's always, it's fine.
It's going to be fine.
They'll be fine.
Well, it's nice to bring him down because didn't his Padres clinch yesterday?
Yeah, the Padres will be in the playoffs. It's just now a matter of what position they go in the wild card spot and, who they face.
So much sports happening.
Which after this weekend.
Who's it going to be?
I don't think the Padres will be playing the Mets because usually the winner of the NL East is not going to play in the wild card round, so that would not be the Mets.
Uh-oh. Are you dragging Mets fans right now?
Just a little bit. I mean, do we still have that broom? Do we have a broom in here?
Why, are you sweeping?
Does every Mets fan now own the broom after we swept them out?
Wow. All right. Well, listen.
This is going to be a fun baseball playoff run. Going to be a fun October.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're done in October, right?
November.
Oh, my God.
They start on Friday. The playoffs.
I only know that October is important because of the nickname Mr. October. I go, okay, Mr. October means something. That's when you show up.
The Yankee Reggie Jackson.
My body is a wonderland. No, my body should not be in as much pain as it is today. I did so much manual labor. For me, a normal person, it's not a lot of manual labor, but this entire weekend was manual labor for me.
What were you doing?
Had to cut down these big plants that we've got. We have these sunflower things that grow, and then they die off, and they're just big dead stalks. What, you cut your plants too?
No, I was going to say, all right, so far you're exhausted from cutting flowers. Go ahead.
No, the exhausted part comes.
Go ahead, Nancy, continue.
Then I had to burn off a bunch of scrap wood that we had.
Okay, so you had a fire.
And then.
Pick some flowers, had a bonfire. Okay, keep going.
I had to paint my side steps.
Oh.
Which is a lot of up and down.
Did some arts and crafts.
But then the heavy duty one was I had to rebuild my entire front steps.
Then he did some Legos.
And then I did some Legos. So I had to pull these giant.
No, that sounds awful.
I had to pull these giant steps. Because you ever think a project is going to be something and then it's not?
Yeah, and it's more. It's not a something. It's a something.
So my wife goes, I think our front steps are sinking into the ground a little bit. We should do something about that. And I go, okay, I'll just go get either some pavers or some stone.
I'm set them underneath.
Pull them out. They're big. They're about 8 foot long.
Steps? Yeah.
So I go, I'm going to pull those out, put a little stone under there, level them off. Good to go. Don't you know when you start a little project, that becomes a big project?
Yeah, if you give a mouse a cookie. I've read the book.
So Saturday, I pull these steps off. Just with the intention of making some level ground to put them on?
Yeah, no.
They're all rotted out.
Oh, well, I guess it's good then. You put your foot through that.
No,
break your leg.
The foot, the tread is all composite, so that's fine. It was just the wood underneath that was all rotted out.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, crap, I got to rebuild these things. I am not a builder of a man. I'm not a manly man.
No, steps look impossible. I don't even know how that works. I feel like you just have to buy a whole new house at that point, right?
Well, I did. We sold the house.
Yeah, you just moved.
So I call my buddy Ben, who works in construction.
Okay.
And I'm like, Ben, what are these boards? What do I got to go buy? And he walked me through I'm like, what are these boards?
What the frick?
What the frick are these boards?
What is this?
So I go out there. I show him the boards. He's like, yeah, those are... Just got to buy some pressure-treated 2x6. Go get some stone. You get a ground tamper. You got to get all these things.
All right.
So all day yesterday, I'm taking apart these old steps. And I don't know how to build steps. So I just copied the exact steps that were already built, but rotten.
Yeah.
I measured all the boards. I cut the new 2x6s to those boards.
Yeah.
Screwed them all together.
Yeah.
Put them back.
Look at you.
I'm freaking Bob Vila over right? here, man.
You're fancy.
But just my legs and feet are killing because they ain't used to doing a.
Right? They're like.
Moving things around.
They're like, why are you not laying on the couch?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, what are you doing? Why are you awake right now?
Right? Put your feet up on the couch, bro.
So I got those rebuilt, but then I put on my Facebook page, I got to find a close match.
Yeah, I don't
match.
Know what the hell that thing was.
Like, we built the, like, the, we had the deck and porch built for us like 10 years ago now, and the composite we had used then has been long discontinued.
No idea what that means.
The composite is like, you know, the wood planks?
Nope.
Okay. Like, the part you put your feeties on, that you walk on?
No, okay. But go on.
All right.
But go on.
Well, like 10-something years ago, people were switching the wood out for composite because it doesn't start to splinter and you don't got to...
Okay.
So we did that.
Okay.
It's like a gray composite.
Yeah.
And now they don't make that anymore, so I don't want my steps to not match
yeah.
the rest of the deck. It'll drive me insane.
So take that same
taking
color.
Taking that sample around.
I was like, just take it over to the paint section at Home Depot, have them match up the paint, and
no,
then just paint it.
Not painted. Oh, I'm, can you paint composite?
But you can, though. I don't know. I still don't even
don't know
understand
either.
What composite is.
I'm going to go to Erie Materials and see if they have something like that. But I got to try to match
must
it.
Must be nice. Have going
must
around money.
Must be nice.
Have composite cash.
But I did. I felt accomplished. It's good to do things that make you feel accomplished. I felt good. I built these things.
Nice.
Done.
It's nice that your stairs have a nice foundation. Meanwhile, our relationship.
Oh, my
over
God.
Your champ.
Then I cooked a big-ass meal, a big Sunday meal
Ooh,
yesterday.
Of what? What animal?
I wanted to go right to bed. I was like, my legs and body hurt. But I, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You gotta make something.
I was just gonna say, was it
you
like
go to bed?
It's noon.
I did a little
I'm
bit.
Done.
I did a little bit of work.
Go to bed. Good night.
Go to sleep. And then I'm like, I want to get it. My wife wanted a good Sunday meal. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she, we're new to this whole world of Aldi. You know, like we're trying yeah. it. There's yeah. just like they just don't have some things.
Yes.
They're like, we haven't got those today
because they have to have the weird things.
They're like, yeah, we got 500 cases of lima beans. You want those?
Yeah.
They don't have lasagna noodles or whatever. So
no, that sounds about right.
They didn't have it. So my wife had to go to Tops or whatever, got lasagna noodles.
Or
what?
Or if they did, it was a $15 lasagna kit
yeah.
with a,
yeah.
in a giant box, and yeah. it comes with its own potting gloves or
Aldi,
potting pans and all sorts of stuff.
Aldi's yeah. is just like the stuff that didn't sell at the other places goes to Aldi. You get it for cheaper.
Yeah.
So we made we got the lasagna, made a big lasagna. And then I knew nice. The kids would eat the lasagna, so I did some deep-fried chicken, like some panko-breaded chicken, Italian seasoning chicken. Oh, my God. We ate pretty good.
All that sounds pretty good.
We ate pretty good. Don't get into it now because
dish.
I got to get to Wayne Mahara, but I want to hear all about all these foods you had at Heritage Hill because...
Oh, man. They had some...
feel like we are not...
treats.
We're not putting enough respect on the Heritage Hill name, it sounds like.
Nope. No, if
food
we're
that's
not.
Out there, all yep. right?
Good morning.
So we were just talking that you down there in the Charlotte area, you're just kind of cleaning up now from the hurricane coming through, right?
Yeah. We had a few big trees down, minor mm-hmm. flooding. There was a time we had the Friday afternoon, 40,000 or so power outages in the immediate Charlotte area. But there's like a million smaller branches and tree limbs down. But compared to the coast and certainly compared to Florida, we got off very easy.
I see just down south of the city, like Philadelphia, New York City area, there's a kind of a circular rain thing happening there. Is that remnants of Ian or is that a different setup?
No, there's still some rain in the clouds in New York City, southern New England, eastern Pennsylvania, down to Washington, D.C., that area. That's the remnants of Ian, an onshore wind flow and an upper level system. So, once that slowly continues to work further and further offshore, they will start to clear out. But that'll be another day or so for them.
Well, it's Monday and we got a whole week ahead of us here, Wayne Mahar, in central New York. Are we going to see warmer temps? Is it going to stay chilly? I mean, last night I had to turn on my defroster this morning when I got in the car. So we were in the 30s last night. What are we going to see this week here in CNY?
Okay. We had a fairly quiet week of weather. We got to realize, you look at the calendar is October now, and the average high temperature for Syracuse, central New York now, isn't 80. It's not 75 anymore. The average high now is a 65-degree day.
Aww.
So, you know, the calendar is catching up with us. But for today, it's a frosty, chilly start. Grab the sweatshirt, the coat. But we will see a sunny to partly sunny sky today. And the high temperature about 61, maybe. Tonight, partly cloudy, chilly, 38, a little more frost. Sunshine tomorrow, 65 degrees. So tomorrow's your average high temperature day. We got quiet days ahead. Wednesday and Thursday, that would be your warmest weather of the week. Sunny to partly sunny, 70 or so on Wednesday, maybe low 70s on Thursday. And then it gets colder again. We're talking temperatures dropping to the 50s for the end of the week, Friday into the weekend. But fairly quiet week of weather other than maybe on a Friday, a couple of showers.
All right, Wayne, well, we'll keep an eye on that. We've got a busy weekend ahead of us, so we'll keep an eye on that weekend weather and check back in tomorrow, sir.
Terrific. All right.
Wayne, have a great Monday. We'll talk again tomorrow.
You too. Have a good day. Thanks.
Wayne Maher gives us the weather just before 7 a.m. There you go. Going to be a little chilly, but middle of the week 70s, I saw you.
Yeah.
Open that pool back up. What are you
doing? Jana Forrest?
Yeah, you can get there. You can get there.
Oh, I'd 100%.
Get one more day in.
If they had a special fall thing where they knew it was going to be however many degrees, but the problem with that is that the, I guess one of like the most ridiculous things they have to do is they have to take the water out of every single spot that there's water.
So it doesn't freeze and break something?
But that means every like tube, pipe, faucet.
Got to winterize it.
And then they have to run that crap through it all. So to open it up for a 70 degree day for just me.
No, you can do it.
It might not be.
But they could decorate the whole place like Halloween-y and call it Enchanted Forest. I mean, that's a free marketing art idea there.
Hey, listen. Hey.
The Enchanted Forest.
Hey, heads up. Toss that one to you for free.
That's a freebie. Put that in your pocket. Enchanted Forest coming soon. You're going to love it. I don't know why I was sent this 100 times.
Firefighter calendar?
Yes, I did. Well, I did order those. Yeah. I ordered that.
I was going to say, because you ordered it over and over and over again off Amazon.
Like, this was uploaded to YouTube 11 years ago, and it was going viral over the weekend again for some reason.
What?
Have you heard this Taste the Biscuit song? Have you heard this?
Only now that we've been tagged in it. And it's one of those where it immediately takes me to, is this some like stupid what's it? Eric and Dan show. What the hell is that? Why am I blanking on the
Tim
name?
Tim and Eric?
Tim and Eric. Is this some stupid Tim and Eric thing? Because this isn't real.
I think it's real.
But real for what?
And why are we getting sent it now?
I don't know. But I mean, taste your biscuit.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, it's very
confusing. I watched it because it was sent to me so many times. I go, what is going on?
Yeah.
This is the thing. All right. Here's the newest viral video from also 11 years ago.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
I like the guy.
Taste the honey sauce. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce.
All right, I will.
Yeah, but
don't get that honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it tastes with my chicken wings.
So she doesn't like it anymore. I don't understand.
I don't know.
But chicken wings
taste
is no good.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
Toasters and mousse.
Taste the butter spread. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the butter spread.
I think it's viral again because it's being used on TikTok, I guess.
I don't like the way it mixes with my mac and cheese. Cause when you're at KFC, you got that special sauce to stir my curiosity.
Nope.
Right? Like,
but they don't have a special
sauce. Give me a 5-piece meal. Oh, what a deal. A big old box, it's all for me.
I mean, I'm jamming to Taste the Biscuit.
You know, I'll take coleslaw on the side. I can tell you wanted to try the potato wedges.
It's from the no-budget 2010 mockumentary Chickens in the Shadows.
Oh
yeah, there's the keyboard solo.
You gotta give him a solo, bro.
It has, for some reason, been picked up by TikTok creators. Like, and it's like they go back and find, like, original videos from back I don't know how to explain it, but like, yeah, we watched this stuff 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, this is what the internet was.
This is what the internet was before it got so hate-filled and angry.
Yep, it was just this. It was toasters and moose.
Like, back in the day, Cody would watch it. Go, Charlie.
Yeah.
Shit, like, this
Charlie.
Is what...
Charlie! It was just, how can we do the... What's the stupidest thing you can think of, and let's do it. And this is what these guys came up with. Taste the biscuit.
I'm so sad that, like, this new generation of kids isn't going to enjoy what the internet used to be.
No.
It used to just be ridiculous, silly, stupid found footage and people with stupid songs and chocolate rain and all of these things. And now, like, we would put Mentos into Diet Coke and watch that. Now it's just everybody angry and arguing and fighting all the time.
Or they'll use that beat for the lamest dance.
I know.
Where, you know what I mean? It's like, I can move my hands like this, and you can move your hands like that, and we'll do four moves and looks like you're a dancer.
Like, it was back before influencers, right? Like,
yeah.
These people are dancing in a thrift shop, essentially. Now, they'd be dancing on some kind of, you know, expensive Greek beach somewhere with beautiful backdrops, and everybody's beautiful.
Or they do the best to have the fake videos or with the fake reactions, you know what I mean? Or just the dumb challenges. I don't know. A lot of it's just the dumbest, most unoriginal stuff anymore. It's like, I want my own dumb original stuff back, not the dumb unoriginal.
Yeah, thank you. I miss the dumb internet.
Yeah.
I miss the internet we came up on.
You don't have to...
Taste the biscuit internet.
Right, you don't have to... You and your rich friends do a fake prank video, you know what I mean? Or your fake reaction videos with your, you know, super hot girlfriend that's definitely with you because of your personality and how nice of a person you are, not the fact that you make $50 million making terrible videos on Miami Beach.
Like, give me Strong Bad emails back. That's back when the internet was good, man.
I saw that. Didn't they try to do a thing with him where they're like, but it's like,
the internet shifted.
But I was just going to say, we're all too busy.
Yeah.
Like, we're 40 now. I'll check your email after work, Strongback.
Yeah.
Strongbad, I don't have time. Like, I'm busy.
No, it's like,
I'll get back to you.
We started out with just the most ridiculous, silly dancing babies and ooh chaka ooh. And it was just fun, and we'd go there to get away from it.
That was the biggest goddamn thing.
I can't fight this feeling. The ooh chaka, baby.
Even back then, I knew that it was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember my dad making my stepmom load up the you've got mail. So he could show me the Ooga Chaka baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow, this internet thing, man.
Like, remember back when, the internet used to just be for, the weird kids. Me and you and, people of our likeness.
Yeah.
The attractive people were never on the internet.
No.
Our parents weren't on the internet.
Nope.
And then all of a sudden it got old, old people started getting on the internet, so they had to yell about politics. Attractive people found the internet, so then they had to be attractive and do attractive things.
Yeah, they kept learning of the things we were doing, and then we kept having to shut them down.
We're no, we're having fun here.
Old people and the hot chicks got a hold of AOL or an AIM.
Yeah.
Shut that down. Then they got a hold of, the Angel Fire pages, shut that down. Then our MySpace, we shut that down, and then they found our Facebook.
I know.
Now that's about to go in the way of the buffalo.
And all of us weird kids that were just having fun watching Taste the Biscuit videos.
Right.
Were then called gay and ran off the internet.
Right.
We're like, come on, no.
Just because they showed up and they didn't like the way the honey sauce tasted in the chicken wings.
They didn't like it.
I mean, I like it in our mac and cheese, but they don't.
The internet used to be like that, like the band hallway where all of us were hanging out, talking about silly videos we saw. And
although I didn't hang out down there.
I know you didn't.
I was on the senior wall.
Okay. We were listening to random songs. We were watching Okay Go dance on treadmills. We're like, yeah, look at this guy dance on treadmills. Isn't that crazy?
Now
the jocks and the old people showed up and ruined it.
I was saying, now they'll just take the beat from that Okay Go song.
Right.
And do one movement. And look, now we're a trend.
Although, dude, I can tell you, it's been all of the bump back music for the NFL. For, as long as I can remember, has been, classic rock. And now, like, I'll watch these games, and it'll be like Stone Temple Pilots or Bush.
It's awesome.
And
now.
I go, oh.
Because it's...
We're that old now.
Yeah. Because that guy retired, and someone like us slid
got
in
the
there.
Job.
And then they're just a little bit older now.
Yeah.
Yep. I've noticed that, too, because I always wonder who gets to pick.
The bump music?
Yeah. Like, who gets to decide that, you know, for sports and
like
stuff?
Like, they were playing plush
so many.
By STP as the ball was slow-mo into the uprights.
Yeah. There's like, a lot of weird decisions to be made.
Our music is interstitial music now. Got it. Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, take me back to E-Bomb's world. What are we doing here? Oh, that guy sucked. He was out of Rochester, and he would just steal videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he kind of sucked. He would just steal everybody's content and make money off it. It was still the Wild West of the internet.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, they were. I noticed that.
They were bumped back with Coolio.
A
nice.
Lot, a
good
lot
respect.
Of places were, yeah.
Good respect. Anyway, so congratulations, Taste the Biscuit, being viral for, I guess, the second time, because TikTok is discovering
things.
TikTok? Yeah.
What are they doing with it?
They're using the background
just
music,
to do their
and then
dances.
They do their thing, and, you know.
And then they think they're hilarious. Are any of them funny? Have you seen any of them?
No, but I saw, like, a Damn Daniel on TikTok the other day. I go, we're bringing Damn Daniel back.
He's back?
Ah, the white Vans. It's all coming back. It's all a big full circle. That's all it is, you know?
Yeah.
Eat some apple pie. Come on. This is K-Rock. My name is Josh. That's Cody Mack. Hey. Friday night, house parties are back. House parties are back.
Friday night, house parties are back. Oh, like, that's what we got to get that guy to say.
Yeah.
Friday night house parties are big.
Make a plan, guys. Friday night, 7 o'clock. We'll do a little hang. I'll party from my house. You party from your house. Plan on it. Make requests.
Snarf.
Keep the party going.
Snarf a couple Eddies.
Snarf a couple Eddies. It's all coming back on Friday. I like to do them in when the weather gets colder and people are indoors. So we'll do them a couple weeks here and then a couple weeks in the spring.
And it's perfect. Catch a nice buzz, and then once it's over, you could watch some Halloween movies because you've caught a nice buzz.
Dude, you don't even know. Like, so, I've been going through phases, man, of, like, what's on my second screen while I'm either doing work for this show or, like, my nighttime second screen viewing,
yeah.
If you will.
Yeah.
And it started with, like, watching a concert every night, and I was watching that, and I still do that. Like, they'll find a concert, like, a Nine Inch Nails show or whatever band I'm into, and that day, I'll put YouTube full set, there's a million things. And then I went to my ambiance videos, which are still there. Still love my ambiance videos, especially in the fall.
Now it's mid-90s WCW pay-per-view.
Exactly right. Gotcha. No, my daughter found, and this is probably bad parenting, my daughter found a website that just has every movie ever made on it, and you watch it. Because she wanted to watch some movie. And
that's cool.
She did her, she just found it. It probably was a Google search.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Lord knows what she's up to. But so now I'm just watching my favorite old movies.
What's the matter with that?
Saturday, I came in from the fire pit, and I'm like, I'm not ready for bed yet.
Yeah,
I have not been able to watch Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap.
Oh, yeah, that's what you've been looking for forever,
it's not on
right?
any streaming service.
Yeah, no.
It's on this website.
Really?
Put that on.
Yeah. Is it everything you remember and more?
Friday night, I did Spinal Tap. Yes, of course. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's the best, man.
You do like that. You've been looking for that for like 2 years.
It's not on any streaming services.
Yeah, all
it's on this, you know.
It's the only thing you wanted to watch during COVID.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah, and just not anywhere. That's wicked funny.
And I put it on, and then I tweet out random quotes from the movie, and nobody knows what I'm talking about. And then Saturday night, coming from the fire, I put on Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh, that's a good one.
Great movie.
Spinal Tap, I've seen, but don't remember any of it because it's not my jam. That I remember. I've seen that a couple
times.
Just
to have it on in the background, man.
That's neat. Although that's dangerous. That's a slippery slope.
Why?
Of getting it into just, all right, every movie, just starting with, you know, whatever, and just, like, I got to watch movies.
I'm loving movies right now because it's got this website that has every movie ever made. And there's certain movies you can't find on streaming.
Yeah.
Smokey and the Bandit, you can't find on any streaming services.
Really?
It's on a website.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Wonder how they get away with it. How do they get away with it?
It's probably in Taiwan or something.
Oh, is it got like subtitles and stuff?
No, like the videos are all HD.
Huh.
Sounds pretty nice. But very illegal, absolutely.
Guess what?
What?
Come on in, boys.
Oh, got me.
Yep. Your daughter steps in, pulls off a mask.
Yeah, it's been an undercover the whole time.
Yeah, she's a 45-year-old Italian guy with a mustache.
Oh, man.
Oh, didn't expect a thing.
So that's been my vibe, my second screen vibe. Well, you guys are all watching football. I'm watching Wet Hot American Summer.
I was just going to say, meanwhile, I've been trying to figure out a way to I got to get two TVs for different football games because there's been a couple barn burners on, man.
Yeah?
For college stuff, anyway, because NFL at Red Zone. It's just...
It's the best.
I can't not.
It's the best.
It is. It's just the best.
And then, dude, I'm going to say something here. I watched all of Weekend of Bernie's.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think I've ever watched Weekend of Bernie's from literally front to back.
Okay. I was going
to
say, all of it, all of the movies or just the whole thing of the first one?
It was starting.
Yes.
And I go, I'm going to watch a little Weekend of Bernie's. Before I knew it, I had watched all of Weekend of Bernie's.
I love that movie.
And I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
Holds up.
It's hilarious.
It's so funny.
It's hilarious.
My only takeaway is I forget the two guys' names.
I don't ever remember the other guy. I just know Jonathan Silverman.
Yeah, not Jonathan Silverman.
The other guy.
But the other guy.
Yeah.
There was this 80s movie trope where if you were like the fun guy.
Yeah.
You never sat on a chair. Like you sat on a desk. You sat on the edge of something.
Yeah.
You always jumping up. You always got your feet up on the table. Hey!
Hey, I'm a fun time guy.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
And it was starting to really irritate me that other guy in Weekend at Bernie's
wouldn't sit down.
Just sit out.
I don't have time for a couch cushion.
Yeah, like they're in the boat. He's got his feet up on the boat. I'm like, why was the guy always putting his feet up in 80s movies?
It's a recipe for disaster if you got your feet up on a boat like that, sir.
Yeah. It's just like, and they did. They smoked a lot in that movie. Good point.
Yeah.
They were just casually smoking. But other guy in Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Just sit in a chair, man. Just, you're so spastic. Just relax.
Like, you got time. Go on.
But it holds
up. Hang out for a little while.
It holds up.
He's kneeling on something.
Yeah. It holds up. I just don't understand why so many people wouldn't be concerned that Bernie is not moving.
Yeah, that he's just, especially when it is known that he is like a party guy.
I know.
Like, he's a bouncy around fella. They go to his place for a weekend at a beach house. So the beach house guy just is like this all the time?
Yeah, and then suddenly, like, he's just sleepy. Then they see him out on the boat. He's like, there's Bernie just sleeping in his boat again. It's
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Listen, nobody is covering a 40-year-old movie in as much detail as we are right now.
Although I don't remember, how does he die at the beginning? Do they ever even talk about it?
It's not a spoiler, right?
No. He's dead.
So,
spoiler alert.
He's going to be dead.
He's dead. I just don't remember.
Bernie,
they go to the party.
The two guys.
Yeah.
Figure out that someone is stealing money from the insurance company, Bernie Lomax's insurance company.
Yeah.
So Bernie goes to the mafia guys and says, you got to take him out.
Yes.
So the mafia guy is going to the island, Bernie thinks, to take out the two guys that discovered the thing. Well, the mob boss told the hitman
Bernie. That's okay.
When Bernie stands up, he puts like a shot, I'm assuming, of heroin in his ass.
Yeah.
And he overdoses or kills him, whatever, in his ass. And then he puts the needle in Bernie's pocket.
Yep. Now I remember.
Nah.
Very weird how they managed to do that.
So weird. There's a lot of weirdness that doesn't hold up. What?
Lottie, Bernie got into the oxys.
He did, man. It was gross. He was just out, though.
Yep.
And then he just was in a chair, and it takes a weird amount of time to figure out he's dead, and then he's dead.
Because of the glasses. Hey, if you're wearing glasses, you can't tell if you're dead.
No. People are just sitting there. They're normally just sleeping in sunglasses with their blue coat on.
The takeaway I got from the 80s. If you're wearing glasses, it looks like you're alive.
Yeah.
Well, if you wave the guy's arm.
Flawless.
There's no loopholes in that.
But now I want to figure out how they did Weekend at Bernie's 2. Like, how do they set that one up? Because they kind of buttoned it up in the first Weekend at Bernie's, and then how they do Weekend at Bernie's 2.
To be honest with you,
I got to see how they do that.
I don't know if I really need to watch another Weekend at Bernie's, though.
It's the
race
against rigor mortis at that point. Like,
right?
He's going to stiffen up here.
How did they do it? Because that was 89, and the next one came out in 93.
Yeah, Andrew McCarthy was the other guy.
Was there just another Bernie?
Yeah, and that was the other point with Weekend at Bernie's. Like, he would have defecated himself. He would have smelled so bad.
I don't know.
It would have been like...
That, the smell after a little while.
Why does... Like, he would have evacuated himself.
Yeah, well, maybe because it's the beach. Maybe they don't want to...
Oh, there's so much air.
Disrespect him. They washed him out in the ocean.
They're not... Oh, gross.
There you go.
And somehow he moved on his own when you put headphones on him in the second one. That was the best part.
That... Yeah,
And he would just kind of do that dance... Like, that dance move. Man... This is the era of movies we don't have anymore because everything's got to be a $10 billion Marvel picture.
Yeah, forgot about that. They gave him a giveaway with the...
He can't just make stupid, quirky movies anymore.
No, he's a zombie.
Nah, he's a zombie because he's got that song in his head.
But what if he's... What if, though, he's a superhero zombie? Hmm? Weekend at Bernie's 3.
And then Hawkeye shows up and...
Yeah, shoots him with an arrow and he's back alive. There's all sorts of things they can do with it.
Yeah, man. It's like... Nobody makes these fun ones anymore. It sucks.
Or they do, and they're way too stupid. You know what I mean? They're like over the top dumb. Where you're okay, I get you were trying, but it's too stupid. You know what I mean? Like they tried too hard to be silly. Like were these movies back then? I don't think they were trying to be, you know, what we call now like goofy 90s movies and stuff like that. They were just movies.
Yeah, Weekend at Bernie's was like, it's watch it or don't. Like, that used to be the theme, like, watch it or don't. I don't care.
Yeah.
But now it's like, no, we need to make sure that we make Top Gun 2 for $100 billion, and then you better all watch it.
Yep. Hey, you better.
And then you did, yeah.
You better. Amazon Prime right now.
And I do got to watch it, because the co-star was on SNL this weekend.
I forgot to watch
it. Miles Teller, is that his name?
I wanted to watch it, and then I forgot to. But yeah, the dumber movies seem to be too dumb. I'm trying to think, and I can't think of it, what I watched and turned it off, because I was like, this is too stupid.
Like a new dumb one?
Yeah, and I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you got to think, just even that Hubie Halloween. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you had to be Adam Sandler to make that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he tried to go back to that, and he succeeded somewhat, but even then, it's still like almost too kitschy now, where it's like a joke on itself.
I hope we come back to those. I hope we come back to the stupid ideas.
Yeah.
Where they're like, he's in a time machine and he's got to go back in time. Or, the guy dies, but they don't want their weekend. So they keep Bernie moving around. That's what we do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I guess. I mean, he's like, he's dead?
Sign off on it. There you go.
All right. We'll do it.
Fine.
Yeah, that commercial. Yeah, it's no Sharknado.
No.
But, I mean, see, it works.
I know.
See, I was going to just say, well, because Sharknado, the acting is awful in these movies because there's nobody wants to be in them because you can already tell they're going to be too stupid.
Right, they take themselves too serious.
You end up with, you know, like Jenny McCarthy and, you know, that guy that's in everything or whatever instead of actual actors. Like, Jonathan Silverman was an actual actor.
Yeah. So and Andrew McCarthy.
He was in stuff back then.
They're like, we're going to do this movie. Yeah. We're going to do it, and you're going to like it.
Right? No, it's just, Kevin James is going to be a mall cop. It's going to be Paul Blart.
But they don't make those anymore.
No, because they know, like, they try too hard to be stupid. And that
they don't make any just casual movies anymore. Everything's got to be a hit, like a massive hit.
Yep.
We were talking the other day, we're like, we want to go to the movies, but there's nothing there we want to see.
Or you just wait a week or two and it's on. Like, Peacock's got that new Minions.
Yeah.
But no, what is out at the movie theaters right now?
I couldn't even tell you. They keep telling us, you got to go back to the theaters. You got to make, well, what are you doing? What's on that I want to go see? Anything?
Yeah, every once in a while, they'll throw one out there like a superhero movie. But, you know what I mean? If you don't like those, then no. Oh, there's a new Halloween Ends. But that looks like it's going to be on Peacock as well.
10 days till that, or 9 days till that.
They had Bullet Train. That was in the theaters.
What was that movie?
With Brad Pitt. I don't really know the premise of it. He's just on a really fast train.
Maybe I'm just not where they're promoting these videos, these movies. Maybe I don't know that.
The Monsters. Was that a movie?
Smoothie
said he tried to watch it, and it was terrible. He turned it off after 10 minutes.
Oh, so the Rob Zombie one?
That's all I needed to hear. I ain't going to try to watch that. I don't have any connection to the Monsters
like
anyway.
A lot of things.
No, but I figured with that, I thought he would like it because it's, you know, old. He's old man, and he didn't like it. So I was like, no, not happening. But other than that, I'm not seeing anything, man.
Carla says Lou is a great movie. What's Lou? What is that? Is that in the theaters right now?
That's on Netflix as well. I don't know what it is.
Everybody's watching this Dahmer movie, and I'm like, do I want to get into this Dahmer movie?
But see, even that's not even a movie, right?
It's a
series.
Yeah, it's a series talking about it. No, you're right. But I wanted to see Jordan Peele's Nope, and I never got to see that.
Oh, yeah. That's
available for like $19.99 right now.
Oh, really? Because I would get that. I got to see that.
Because I saw it on Apple TV or whatever it was, and it was like $19.99, and I go, do I care that much about it?
Really?
Yeah. Oh. It'll come down, sure, but...
Well, no, I mean Apple TV. I don't... That's like the one I don't have. Can it be on anything else?
Did you log into my Hulu?
Yes.
Because I saw Third Kid.
Third Kid.
I locked in and I saw a third kid and I go, oh, that's gotta be Cody.
That's me.
Cause I get an alert and I go, oh, really? It goes, your Hulu is logged in. It was like 11:59 on like a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I go, what the hell are my kids doing up? They almost got in trouble. I go, why are you logging into Hulu? And I go, oh, I gave Cody the login.
And watching, I don't even know. Oh,
I didn't see what you were watching.
What the one was I watching? I don't even remember.
But then it said third kid, and I go, that must be
Cody. Yeah, that's kid's me. Although, I tried to Google where else you can get, nope, everywhere it's $20, and you can get it like Vudu and Google Play.
Yeah, you gotta
Play,
pay for it still.
Amazon Prime, you can, but $20. But, dude, it's got, the ratings are not good.
Really?
Yeah.
Did anybody watch it?
What's up with that? It's got way more. I mean, this is just on Google. It's got way more 1-star reviews than 5.
Oh, I'd like to know what the story is with that.
Because it's aliens. Do they not? I don't know. I don't want to read anything because I want to see it. So I don't know. Interesting.
It's on that website, though. I found it for free right here on that website.
Oh, really? That's crazy. You're going to have to send me that website.
I'm going to send you that link. Cody Mack, have you been following this walleye tournament drama? Have you seen any of this?
No, other than just what you told me about, right? The guy that had to take a lie detector test, was that that?
No, this is Jacob Runyon. This was over the weekend. I think it was maybe Friday this happened?
Oh, I don't
know. When did this happen? So, they're at a fishing tournament in Ohio.
Okay.
And this Jacob Runyon guy and his teammate, Chase Kaminsky, come in with these walleye they caught. And they go to weigh them, and they weighed like 35 pounds.
Okay.
Like a fish that would normally weigh like 25 pounds was like 34 pounds.
Okay, okay.
And I can't play you any of the footage because there's a lot of F words in the background.
Oh, really? What's with this fishing tournament drama lately?
So the guy, like the official, puts the walleye on the ground and cuts it open, and there's just gigantic lead weights in it.
Oh, busted!
And he starts yelling out, we've got weights and fish, we've got weights and fish, and people lose their mind.
Yeah.
They were, and all of these fish to make them hit weight. Now, the guys, Runyon and Kaminsky, are not, like, making comments on this right now, because it's an open investigation.
They're screwed.
But people are way freaking out because these guys have won like hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years. They won a boat at some point worth a ton of money. This one would have been like, I think, a $30,000 win in various prizes.
Wow.
If they hadn't been disqualified. They've won several tournaments and other competitions over the past few months. This brings all of those into question.
What type of GD world, sir, are we living in that even the fine sport of catching up ass ton of animals,
I know,
and just holding them up until they die.
There is an entire
can't just be reputable till the end.
They have sponsorships. They have all these things. They're like, it's not like it's you and I went out to a walleye tournament.
No, they're not
and trying to catch a couple fish. And hey, look how good we're doing.
It'd be like when the Bassmasters come here, those guys catch bass, if they jammed other things down their gullets and made the fish heavier. I mean, props for trying.
But is that how it works?
Seems to have worked for a while.
Like, how did they get the weights in the fish? Did they literally just shove it in its mouth?
Yeah.
And then you weigh them?
Yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah. Jam it down in there, man.
Chase Parsons, a professional walleye fisherman for 20 years, said it's sickening and pathetic. The industry is blown up once the scandal broke.
Oh, yeah.
The Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament has been going on for 20 years.
Quit selling the good name of our walleye tournament.
If they had won Friday's competition, Runyon and Kaminsky would have bagged about $28,000 in various prizes. The competition in Cleveland was supposed to last 2 days, but was cut to just Friday because of bad weather. Man, yeah, we got weights and fish.
And they shoved other fish inside of the fish, like fish fillets.
So did
it's
they
just
really?
Like, look, it's just what? Some regular natural fish. And, so it's like you cut it open, a big chunk of fish will fall out.
Double fish?
Oops, all fish.
If you guys, like, just Google the video. Again, it's a lot of F words and, like, people are screaming at these two guys.
Yeah.
To get out of there. It's just, it's Runyon. Just look up the walleye fishing scandal at this point. It's everywhere. Uh-huh. They're busted. It's crazy. I would guess that this probably happens a lot, because had they not they had a fish that would at most weigh 20 pounds and it weighed 34 pounds.
Yeah.
Had that not happened, I don't know if they would have even bothered to cut the thing open.
Yeah.
But they did, and then...
And then boom.
It's all alleged, obviously. Well, even in the video, you see them pulling the weights out of the fish. I had to say alleged.
I love that.
Right?
Even,
I know.
Even with that, you gotta, gotta make sure.
Mm-hmm. Ben, thank you for that subscription and Twitch. Appreciate that.
Do you like fish sticks?
You know, sometimes I do.
What are you, a gay fish?
I see what you did. Sometimes I do, though.
What are you, a bisexual fish?
I am. I think I am.
But you do actually like fish sticks? Because I used to. There's something that I liked as a kid that I don't as an adult. Call back from last week.
I haven't gone back to fish sticks. I haven't tried them. No?
No. Because I wonder.
I mean, it's been probably 20 years since I've had a fish stick.
I know.
Also, a fish fillet at McDonald's I used to like, too.
Oh, no, I can't. Not that, no. Because on college game day on Saturday, they were, I don't know how they were, but they were...
Brought to you by Arthur's Treachers.
Oh, Arthur's Treachers. Mm-hmm. They were Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So down there's a lot of, like, it was a whole mess load of deep-fried catfish they were showing. And I was like, that doesn't look bad. It just looked like a chicken tender. But in the middle is fish.
Is fish. And that, well, that's, listen, I hate all seafood until it comes to Rudy's clam strips. I don't know why I like those.
Yeah, me.
I just
maybe
don't think about the fact that there's clam in there.
Yeah.
You know I love eating clam. But
I love eating a nice clam.
Hell! I haven't watched this, but we've had like 10 people tell us that we're going to like it.
Yeah, I still don't understand what it is.
All it says, it's in French, so I don't understand it, but it doesn't matter because the laughs know no language, Cody. That's what brings us all together,
I'm a slap.
The universal language of laughter brings us all together.
If I didn't have tiny T-Rex arms, I'd reach across this 1 foot little spot we got in between us and slap him.
It's a French TV show that had a panel full of people with unusual laughs.
Okay, okay.
And I guess you don't need to understand what they're saying because the laughs are so funny.
And they're reacting to the laughs?
They just invited them in and said, we heard you have a funny laugh, and they're having a conversation. I'll just play it.
Okay.
It's under 2 minutes. I'll just play it.
All right.
I'm told this is very good.
Par rapport à le public, parce que la salle était grande. Je vous ai situé tout de suite. Mais c'est vrai qu'il a été hyper cool.
Mais vous vous êtes déjà fait examiner. C'est quand même curieux, un rire comme ça.
Who's laughing like that?
I think her...
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Non, c'est pas curieux, le rire... Le rire,
I can't tell who's doing
le rire
it.
Qui passe au bout du larynx. Et c'est vrai que je dois avoir un larynx plus ou moins.
Oh, that's her.
What was that?
That was her.
That like horn sound was a person laughing.
That was her. That
hang,
was
hang,
that.
Hang, 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 hang.
That was that lady. I think she's explaining how she laughs like that. I see. Non, non, imiter, c'est impossible.
That's a human being.
Il vous a déjà. Il vous a Après, moi quand je suis partie aussi. Hein. Il vous a déjà mis dans des difficultés, pas possible.
All right. If you're just tuning in, can I explain what's going on here?
This is good luck. Have fun.
Good luck. It's a French TV show. It's almost done. Where they're interviewing people with unusual laughters, and I don't even know what that laugh is. I don't know what that is.
It's like when your car won't kick over.
It won't catch. What?
Is she doing that, and the other lady snorts?
Non, du pip, ça fait du bien quand même de rigoler. Donc, je repose ma question. On ne tient plus la poule. Il vous...
This is French television.
Yeah. It's just some talk show.
La poule et la mouette qui s'y mettent, on est mal.
This is a French TV show.
Et que ça est reparti. Nassima!
What is going on? That's it. It's just the ning, 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 ning. Carla says, all right, Carla is in Canada. She says the show is called My Choice, and the French says my laugh does not go unnoticed. I would notice that.
Yeah, you're laughing going.
That's such a crazy laugh. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Oh, all right. Does that go on for like an hour show?
It looks like an episode of like a Maury. You know what I mean? When they just, you know, it's like probably like 20 minutes worth of whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's over. Yeah. Just like a stupid little talk show. Oh, man.
It sounds like a pissed off goose. Exactly, yeah. Right, Kyle.
It does.
All right.
Man,
there's that.
But I just don't understand. Was it just the one lady? Why were there so many people up there?
I don't speak French.
Yeah.
Even though my name is French, I don't speak it. And I don't know who was making the broken goose laugh.
Yeah. I don't know. And Oopie, you know I'm going to click that and save that and use that picture and save it out of context forever.
I'd rather hear Oasis.
That's going to be saved forever.
That's going to happen, Oop. I'm tired of winning for sure. I'm always winning, man.
Always. Preaching to the choir. You're not. Just what I'm wearing over here.
I know he's got that championship belt on, man.
Championship belt for a league that I've yet to win in at all.
Yeah, that's all right. That's the Adirondack Food and Fuel championship belt. It will be going to somebody at the end of the season. Probably not Cody.
No, maybe.
But somebody.
I think it'd be cool if Tyler won it. Because right now he's 3-0 as well.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Tyler from Adirondack Food and Fuel.
That goes right up above the cash register, I would say.
Speaking of which, get over there and try our breakfast burger.
Dude.
I've been thinking about it all weekend.
Dude, yeah, me too.
We should go on another little cute drive together.
Okay.
Go out there and get some breakfast burger.
That's fine, because I'll stop it. Get a little paper and leaf out there.
I was actually thinking yesterday, I actually might need to go to Lincoln Davies Building Supply and ask if they can match that composite.
Is that out that way?
Yeah.
I'll go out there.
So stop there and do another breakfast burger. What are we doing?
I'm in.
Who cares?
Done and done.
Speaking of food, did you finish your soda or did you dump it out?
I got like that much left for if I need to wet my whistle while we play Madden later.
Because that's the pineapple Mountain Dew, right?
Yeah.
I want to know if anybody has tried the new Voodoo mystery flavor.
Oh,
the Mountain Dew.
Oh.
Voodoo?
Oh, I don't know. There's like a plum one or something I saw a commercial for.
Oh, it's their annual Halloween tradition. I don't drink that much Mountain Dew. I like standard Mountain Dew. See, I don't like Baja Blast and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I don't like Baja Blast. I don't like really any of them.
Right,
if I
would have
known that was a Baja Blast, I would
a bunch
not
of y'all
have
tried it. Well, what is the flavor?
What color is it even?
It's like their mystery flavor.
It's like clear. Almost.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was like the Dum Dum mystery flavor, which is like a bunch of stuff mixed in.
Yeah.
Fine. Crate says it's like Sour Patch Kids?
Really?
Tastes like the mystery flavor of an Airhead. That's what Journey said. That's what I've read. It tastes like the white Airheads that you eat.
Yeah, it's white. Mystery flavor, white.
And I really haven't drank a lot of soda lately, but I'll get back on that train right now. Yankee says it's gross.
Oh, really? If you see it, get it just to try it.
Fans were guessing it was everything from Sour Patch Kids to Blue Raspberry Lemonade to Cotton Candy. The mystery flavor was finally revealed to be
candy corn, I bet.
Starburst Fruit Chews.
Oh, really? It's Starburst flavor?
Yeah, they're not using the word Starburst, but it's imagine if you just had a mouthful of Starburst, I guess.
So it's literally, because you told me about it, what the mystery flavor really is, why it's different. Because didn't you say it's just the end of,
when it comes to Airheads and when it comes to Dum Dums, it's the end of the line and they start the next flavor.
And they kind of mix a little bit.
And in between there, they mix a little bit, yeah.
So I bet that's what this was. It was probably the end of, who knows what a couple of these were, and they were like, well, don't throw it away, just don't add the color syrup, and it'll be perfectly fine.
Yeah, leave whatever the flavor is, and we don't got to dye it anything.
Yeah.
Besides, Mountain Dew is selling the first ever variety pack of its previous Voodoo flavors, called the Ghosts of Voodoo Past. It has their 2019 candy corn flavor.
Oh, so it already was candy corn.
The 2020 fruit candy explosion flavor.
Yeah.
The 2021 fruit chew candy flavor, and then whatever this year's flavor is.
The Starburst thingies.
Mmm.
Yeah.
2019 was candy corn. That is so gross. Hey, Josh, I am a blender at Pepsi. Made a batch last night. It's blue, sour, raspberry flavored. There you go.
Hell
right
yeah.
From
how
the
like,
source.
How do you like that?
And I misspoke. The fruit chew was last year, 2021.
This year. I see.
Is apparently the blue sour raspberry flavored. Mm. And I go into these gas stations and I see all these flavors of different sodas and I just wonder how they sell. The purple flavored Pepsis like or the these. I'm like
pineapple.
Yeah, like
Mountain Dew, Baja, whatever that was. There's no way
you drank it and it was garbage.
Yeah, there's no way though. Well, I mean, although it tastes like
they did a Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew. Remember that?
Yeah. Yep. No, I imagine if you like the Bajas, you might like this, but it just does not. It didn't taste. I was not a fan. I don't like soda either. Mm-hmm. So you got to take everything I say about soda with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I go in usually, and my go-to sodas are generally like a Pepsi or a Mountain Dew. It's what I like.
Yeah.
Maybe if I'm at a Burger King, get a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. See, if I have to get a soda,
mm-hmm.
I don't really know. Maybe a root beer, but they usually
good root beer hits.
Usually, if you know, like a soda, like if I have to, if I have my choice, it would be a ginger ale. Mm-hmm. That's not usually an option at a fast food place, and nor do I want a ginger ale and a cheeseburger. You know what I mean? That's not mixing.
I mean, you bring up a good point. Why isn't ginger ale on tap at these places?
I think because it's not. Nobody's like, I need a Schweppes.
But maybe they would. Maybe they would be.
You need a chicken sandwich.
Was the other one Werner's or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I get a, you got any Canada Dry on tap back there?
Canada Dry and some chicken fries.
Can I get, what do you got back there? You know,
Yeah, I don't know. It's not, it's just, I don't think it's a good mix with beef.
No, it's
with
not.
Beef.
No. Yeah. Dr. Pepper is the top soda when it comes to like going through a drive through.
I'll accept that.
If I can't get High C Orange.
Yeah, I'll accept that because I don't like a Pepsi or a Coke.
Ooh, Wendy's might have ginger ale.
Oh, really?
Ginger ale?
Okay.
And a fountain Pepsi for pizza, that's the best soda. I agree.
They just know what's up.
I don't know what it is back there, but it's just the best soda. Mm. It's the red cup. It's the ice, like the fancy, like not cubes, well, but...
And it hits because you're... Eating a scalding hot piece of pepperoni pizza.
Dude.
Yo, I want Pizza Hut now.
Dude, it's pretty messed up. We're not sitting here eating a whole pizza pot pie. There's some ice cold.
There's no pizza on here?
I mean, what are we doing?
Places. Prison.
Prison. What were you going to tell me? You did something?
Yeah, I finally bit the bullet.
Okay.
And got pizza and wings from right near me. Because I've been there for a year and a couple months,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't gotten in from anywhere around me because I'm too nervous, right?
Okay.
And I'll say it because it was phenomenal, which makes me angrier and angrier.
That you waited this long?
Well, no, because the pie guys, I went right uh-huh. there, right before you get going up my hill off on Onondaga Boulevard there. Mm-hmm. That's the one I got, right? And so I finally bit the bullet, and that's who I picked. Got pizza and wings, get home, open up that lid. They're strips!
Hi, guys.
But they're so good! So I was so angry with myself. So I'm like, you don't like strips! Stop it! I was like that dog that growls while he's eating his food.
But you were eating it because it was probably so good.
It was so damn delicious. The wings were phenomenal, but it was the strips. And I went, how? How can I make this choice? How did I not know?
Nobody, Pie Guys, Twin Trees, nobody likes strips pizza. No matter what you've been told, you got to do slices.
Yeah. Oh, you can ask Pie Guys to cut it normal?
Yeah, Pie Guys will cut a normal pie.
Because Twin Trees would not.
Twin Trees will not. No, they will tell you to get bent. But you...
I mean, it's perfect for dunking in a little blue cheese cup.
What do you do? Cheese? Just cheese pie?
Pepperoni. A little pepperoni. Oh, so, so good. But I was like, no way. And finally pick, and it's...
Your mom says she likes strips.
Yeah, she would.
Why would anybody eat strips? Susan eats strips.
Tiny hands.
There's no, like, that's not how pizza grows in nature.
No, it's not. You go out.
You have a slice.
You find a pizza in nature, and it's in a barrel triangle.
Everybody's yelling that they love strip pizza.
Really? All right. Hey, listen, there's got to be a reason they do it. It's successful
obviously,
as hell.
Obviously, yeah. Pie Guys and Twin Trees know what they're doing. They obviously do the strips, but.
What I said, no way. I couldn't believe
it. I don't know how to navigate a strip of pizza. Do I got to have another hand holding it?
Yeah, and it's always, somebody's always getting, unless it's just like one or two or whatever, someone's getting screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's getting that piece that's 90% crust and one bite of cheese.
I know.
That's the one I eat and I whip it outside into the grass.
And you like the idea that it's, okay, everybody is sharing in the crust.
Yeah.
If it's in a diagonal.
Yeah, and always getting crust boned.
My son's favorite pizza is the school pizza.
Oh,
and it's cut in squares.
Yeah, square.
And he's like, can we get square pizza? And I go, not in this house. You're not getting square pizza.
That's just the McCain Elio's.
Yeah.
Get him some McCain Elio's.
We ain't getting a sheet pizza in this house.
Oh, couldn't believe it.
Because I only get to spend money on pizza once in a while. When that actually happens, I'm not going to blow it.
That's what I'm
saying. On a square pie.
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't believe it. Finally.
Well, now you know. You say, can you cut it? What? How do you say? Can you cut it normal?
Can you cut it normal? What if they're like stupid idiots?
If their normal is strips, that's not their normal.
No, I bet if it is. Do you guys know for a fact? Because I swear to God, I will hate everyone who even quit this show if I call them and say, "Hey, I'm gonna get a little bit of pizza. Could you just cut it into the triangles?" And they go, cut it. What do you mean, cut it? Nothing. Never mind. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Because it happened once with Twin Trees. He just asked if they could cut it normal.
No.
And they said no.
No. What? We cut it in strips. Yeah, but can you not?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
No. Somebody there knows how to cut diagonal pizza. And Twin Trees has no excuse because they'll do it on buffet day.
Yeah, they do it. Yeah.
Somebody back there has the instruction book on how to cut.
They've seen how you
pizza
go
slices.
Eight ways.
For some reason, something happens. No, we can't do it.
Because I couldn't even, because I look at it and I go, this is a former pizza guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how you do
the
that
strips.
With strips.
I know.
I don't even get it. But
pie cut.
Bit.
They say you got to ask pie cut.
Pie cut. Yo, hey, you get that pie cut.
Can I get a pie cut? And some of you texting saying, you those edge pieces are what they like.
Wow,
of all crust.
Look at you guys, man.
All crust?
All right. Oops, all crust.
Good God, man.
Oops, all crust.
No, we didn't even do takeout this weekend. We did it on Thursday. I wanted San Miguel on Thursday.
Yeah, what'd you? I didn't know that. What did you get?
At San Miguel?
Yeah.
I don't know, a couple burritos. I didn't even get my side quesadilla because we had just done our breakfast burg video.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw Kelly outside and she goes, would you eat quesadilla? And I go, my quesadilla? And I go, no, because I'm still full on breakfast burg.
But I still want to get something.
She goes, we're going to just come back and get it later. And I go, I know.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'll be back. I go get more.
Yeah, but that was good burritos and all that stuff. Nice. And then I went to my wife had a very long week and she wanted something like a sweet treat.
Oh, yeah.
To Ginger Snap.
Yeah, you did.
Ginger Snap in Phoenix, man.
Yeah. I'm glad that they were open. We couldn't find if they were open.
Cupcakes are unbelievable.
They had a lot of good stuff.
Just a little tiny shop in Phoenix doing amazing things, man.
Yeah, big fan.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. All right, well, congratulations on finding a bomb-ass pizza place.
It's good to know. They're real good.
Now it's just navigating the slices.
I swear.
And how it goes down.
You will never hear from me again.
If you make him have an awkward phone conversation on the phone.
I'll leave town. I'll leave town.
He has to pack it up and move it.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Pack it up and move on out. You know, if you got access to it, you might as well use it. I'm talking about DK Metcalf getting carted off the field because he had to poop.
Yep.
Why? If that's an option, I'm taking that option.
Why wouldn't he? A cart can drive you way faster than you can sprint off the field.
And he tweeted something like that clench walk wasn't going to work, or when you got to go, you got to go.
No, exactly. Yep. You're damn right. And I saw that, and then I saw people trashing him. I'm like, don't be mad that you can't get a ride to your dump.
Yeah, would you rather he just crap himself as he's walking off the field?
Right? Like,
he's got to go.
Yeah. No.
And like, what do you do? Like, what do you do to get the cart? You just go to the medical staff? Yo, get the cart. I got to poop.
Yep.
But I can't. I'm not going
to
walk.
Yep. You just go to the trainer. I got to take a dump. Get that cart. It ain't going to make it.
And he goes,
I go, you got it, sir. And they hop on.
Man, that is a lap of luxury, man. Right there.
Oh, hell yeah. That's like all of our dreams. You can imagine that if you're far away from wherever it is, you have to take a poop. Like, say you're at the state fair.
Yeah.
And you got to go poop somewhere nice. We have our own personal pooping spots.
Yeah, right.
And then we go, hey, cart, take me to the bathroom. Yes, I would.
Like, until I watched that video, I never really considered, like, yeah, they're out there for 4 hours. They're going to have to go.
And they're running around getting hit in the gut.
Yeah, you're going to shake something loose.
Having all that adrenaline.
Like, as a couple of guys with IBS in here, like, that would be.
When you got to go.
You got to go. And my day would be so focused on that. Like, I'd wake up that morning being like, all right, I got to have energy for the game, but I can't eat something that's going to give me bubble guts. Yep. So.
Or the whole time you're like, I'll just hold it. Being out on the field going, I can't get hit or I'm going to poop my pants.
Yeah.
I'm going to poop. I'm going to have some poops.
Well, in other news, you see that they're going to reevaluate concussion protocol in the NFL.
Right. Like, oh, really? Why? Oh, why? What?
Can't imagine why.
But why? I thought everything was done to code last Thursday night.
Right.
I thought everything was fine.
They fired that guy.
Yeah. Oh, why?
The guy was like two and no. Like, I'm.
But I thought everything was fine, and it was his back.
Sunday's game when he hurt his back. That guy's like, no, you're good. Get back in there.
The Sunday. Sorry.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
Thursday they play, and that's when he got hospitalized.
But right? No, I thought everything was fine. What do they mean?
Nah, man, Tua went down Thursday night. We all talked about that. A lot of people are coming down on the Dolphins for letting Tua back in on back into the game. The NFL's Player Association filed an independent, fired the independent neurologist who helped clear him.
And he might be back sooner than later.
Yeah, like, what's the update on him?
He just might be back soon. Like, whoa, okay, good. I'm glad. That's good. If he can actually come back, then yes, great. You know what I mean? Not, as long as he's not being rushed back or anything, but if he's good and he's okay, that's great. Because it did not look good for him.
Yeah. I mean, one of the changes would be not letting the player return to a game if he shows any instability. So
yeah.
So what, when he dropped, like when he was trying to walk off or whatever?
Yeah, when you get up and you wobble and fall to the damn ground. Yeah.
You're done.
Yep.
You're done.
Yep.
We're playing a game. You don't need to die for it.
Yeah, it's okay. You'll be back next week.
Just, so I wonder what they'll do.
Okay.
If they can implement that pretty soon, right?
Well, they already, you could see this week, I saw a bunch of, they were taking a lot more precautions with guys this week. Whereas even last night during the Bucks game, somebody was, they kept showing him on the sideline, and he was like, you could see him like, I'm fine. I'm fine. But
yeah.
Like, nah, bro. No, right now, this week especially.
Yeah. There's a lot of people
that,
watching
anybody
this.
That hits their head, you're coming out, especially on primetime TV on a Sunday night. You know, no, the NFL values their image, even though it's a trash image. They value their image way more than they value the health and safety of their players. And they'll lie up and down saying that, no, that's false. But it's obvious the way that, you know, they just rush people right back out there.
Yeah, and Ben reminded me, Syracuse Whiskey guy reminded me that, did you see that new Seattle Kraken mascot? We got two weird mascots this weekend. I don't know if you saw them.
No.
Look up the Seattle Kraken mascot.
Because I was going to be, that was going to be my team. If they can bring back the Sonics in the NBA, I'll take the NHL's Kraken.
The Seattle Kraken announced their new mascot, which is like a weird elfin kind of, I don't know how to explain it.
It's like a,
is it a woman? It looks like
it's pretty like lady troll. I don't.
Like, it took them this long to come up with this?
But they were like, all right.
Troll.
Like, all right, we got to have a troll. And this crazy troll face. Mm-hmm. Crazy troll features. But beautiful, luxurious hair. Like, what is that?
Is it a male or female, or is it a they, them? I don't know how it identifies.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like, I don't think it has to because it's a mascot.
Like, yeah. I guess, yeah.
Because it's a mascot. It's
and
just
then
a mascot.
Canada. Listen, Carla, I know you're in here, but you big swing and a miss.
What are those idiots doing up there in a Korean maple syrup sippers?
Have retired Smokey the Bear and replaced it with, like, essentially a furry. Like, it's called the fire, like, fox something. Look up, like, Canada fox, fire fox or whatever. I don't know how to Google it. We still have Smokey the Bear in the United States. Do not worry.
Okay, good, 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 good. That's what I'm going to say. Oh, yeah, what the hell is that? I don't know what that is. Ember the fire smart fox?
Ember the fire.
The F?
Smokey the Bear was doing fine.
Oh, don't.
Smokey please, was fine.
Please don't put me out to pasture.
Why would you get rid of the Smokey the Bear?
No, I love it here. What is this?
And again, I ain't kink-shaming furries, but this is legitimately just a furry costume.
No, we kink-shame furries.
Oh, we do? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can't be. That's too weird.
That's too
I don't care. It's too weird for me. You get kink-shamed. Sorry. Booey the Troll. Yeah, Booey the Troll.
That's a weird, it's just a weird, like, we're good with Smokey. Was he too old?
I guess.
Didn't talk to the millennials?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Is that what it is?
The millennials were seeing Smokey the Bear going, ha ha, yeah, right, I'm discarding my cigarette butts right here on this dry ground, you stupid-ass bear.
315-364-109.
Yeah. Never be champions like that.
You gotta you gotta take the belt off. You've not,
I'm sorry,
you have not rightfully earned that belt, sir.
Well, really? Then how am I wearing it?
Who, me?
Who?
Me?
Huh?
David, who are you talking to?
Oh.
I'm right!
Is he looking at me?
I think he's talking to you, man. No. I think he's talking to you.
I'm looking right at you, Mr. Draymond.
I think he's talking to you.
He's poking me with those metal things in his face.
He ain't got his weird La Brea piercings that were popular like 20 years ago.
When I go to give him kisses, it pokes me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, listen to this. Radio World, we're going to hand you off to the 90s at 9, the original 90s at 9. Twitch, you're getting the Monday Night Football game in San Fran. Yeah. I am the Niners. Cody is...
I'm the Rams.
The Rams.
First play out the gate, I'm gonna get a touchdown.
Okay.
Watch it. Touchdown City.
Okay.
That's where I live.
I know.
Touchdown City.
You live in the end zone.
I live in the end zone.
Yeah.
You live above the rim. I live in the end zone.
We're a couple of athletes here, guys. All right?
I heard that. I've also heard that the NBA game is real good, too.
Is it out yet?
I think some of it, or like you people that pre-ordered it or whatever, but we got oops all games to play.
My son gets a $10 weekly allowance.
Oh, nice.
My son and my daughter each, what?
Actual.
Sorry, you want me to add you to the Greenlight app? So my son and my daughter both get their $10 a week if they do all the chores we've listed and that's the whole thing. So they each get $10 a week. My daughter, the second she gets it, it's gone.
Yeah?
The second she gets it. She's like, I got to download something that she uses it. Whatever.
See, I got to save it up for shoes.
This like is my her. This is my son.
Oh,
he's been wanting
shoes?
The new 2K.
Oh.
So he hasn't spent anything.
Yeah.
And he's like, Dad, I got to get it. When that comes out, I got to get that.
Sometimes
it looks so good.
It's on
is it
sale
out now?
For, let me see. Because a lot of the times you can get the deals randomly. Is it 23?
Yeah, 23.
Let's see.
2K23.
Wow. Oh, there's a Michael Jordan edition.
That's what I'm saying.
That's $100.
Yeah, he's not going to make it that long. He wants it soon. He's at like $30 or $40 right now.
Looks like you can get the normal amounts. Although GameStop is cheaper. It's $10 cheaper.
Oh, maybe you did it there then.
But wow. Usually, though, when it comes out, sometimes they do a deal or look at. Well, I don't know how that is anymore.
Is it out?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing you ask.
I think it's out. He says played it.
It looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
When's coming out? Oh, no. It's been out for a month.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He played it at his friend's house, and he's like, I got to get it.
Yeah.
And I tried to pull what I pull with you, third child. I said, it's the same game as 22. You don't have 22.
No way.
He's like, Dad, it looks so different.
Yeah, Dad, come on. You don't even know.
Fine,
it's so different.
I'm right.
It's most different.
It's so different.